Today's passage is Amos chapter 7, verses 10 to 17. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from his land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah, and eat bread there, and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore hear the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus says the Lord, Your wife shall be a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided up with a measuring line. You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall surely go into exile away from its land. We're starting our third and last week in the book of Amos. And even if you are just joining us now, it's pretty easy to get the context of Amos from today's passage. In this passage, we have this back and forth between Amaziah and Amos. This is the first mention of Amaziah, and we find out that he is the priest of Bethel. Now, normally we'd think priests are the good guys, the ones set apart to mediate between the Israelites and God, to present the people's sacrifices to God. However, this is the 8th century BC in the northern kingdom, Israel, which has been in a steep spiritual decline for centuries. Jeroboam, who Amaziah goes to, is one of many bad kings leading Israel. He's considered a bad king because, as we've seen throughout the book of Amos, the people continue wandering away from God and living as if he does not exist. So going back to the first verse, Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, tells Jeroboam, the king of Israel, Amos is conspiring against you because he says, from verse 11, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from his land. We don't see the reaction of Jeroboam here, but we can assume that the king does not heed these words from Amos or care for them at all. In verse 12, Amaziah basically tells Amos, go away. If you want to prophesy, then go prophesy in the southern kingdom, Judah. Just don't stick around here in Bethel, because it's the king's sanctuary and a temple in the kingdom. Amaziah is a prime example of how not to live in a relationship with God, because like the king and the people of the time, he is completely out of tune with God. What Amaziah says shows the current spiritual depravity of the nation. His reason for kicking Amos out of Judah is that it's the king's, is that Bethel is the king's sanctuary, as he says. There is no mention of God, the true king, but just a concern for the earthly king at the time, Jeroboam. He makes it sound like Bethel was the house of Jeroboam, whereas it is truly, in fact, the house of God, as the name implies. Many years ago, For the forefathers, Bethel was an important town where God met them. Jacob, the son of Isaac, called it Bethel because, again, it means house of God, Beth-El. However, Bethel became a place of idol worship in Israel during the reigns of these bad kings, and Jeroboam has kept it that way. Amaziah calls it a temple of the kingdom, because the bad kings had set up multiple temples of idol worship that the people would go to worship, instead of going down to the temple in Jerusalem to worship the true God. Amaziah lives in error, ignoring the true king in favor of what the earthly king wants at the time. Amos, in contrast, is in tune with God. He is able to hear from God, and he's unafraid to share those words, even if nobody believes him or wants to hear them. Amos answers Amaziah by telling him the story of his calling. He says, "I was no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.'" Amos was not prophesying for his own gain or fame. He was a shepherd before, yet God called him to prophesy to his people, and Amos responded in obedience. And Amos, in the last verses here, tells Amaziah what God says will really happen. That because Amaziah was saying, "Do not prophesy against Israel," Amaziah's wife would become a prostitute, his children would die, and he would die himself away from Israel. And if it wasn't clear, Israel would indeed go into exile. Today, as we look upon the contrasting lives of Amaziah and Amos, let's reflect on our own lives and how we may relate to these characters. Of course, we want to be like Amos, who is faithful and obedient, heeding God's commands, which even interrupted his own lifestyle as a shepherd. However, we have to acknowledge how it's tempting and, in fact, easier to live like Amaziah sometimes, though. Amaziah was happy with the status quo. He had a family, a place to live in Israel, and had the privilege of talking to the king as well. Likewise, it can be tempting for us when we have a comfortable situation to close our hearts and ears off to God, to disregard God's word when it goes against the status quo of our own situation. Let's take this passage as a reminder that we cannot live like that. We have to interpret our situations in light of God's word, in light of God himself, not the other way around. Let's pray that we would be centered on our true King, Jesus, and that our actions line up with what he wants. The best place to be is always with God, so let's recommit our hearts to truly following him, just like we see Amos doing here. Let me pray. Dear God, we thank you for this example of Amos and how he stood up to Amaziah, even though Amaziah was telling him to go away, and I'm sure Amos faced a lot of threats for his own life. But God, we pray that we would follow in his example. Lord, help us to be faithful to you, that we would realize that you are our true King, and that we are living only for you. We thank you, God. We lift up this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray.